ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। इन दिस तैत्रीय उपनिषद वी आर सीइंग नाउ द फिफ्थ सेक्शन द फर्स्ट चैप्टर फिफ्थ सेक्शन The first chapter known as Sikshavalli, we are seeing the Panchamaha Anuvakaha, the title Vyahrityatma Brahmopasanam. In this section, we understood the previous class, Vyahrities are taken for meditation, along with the three well-known Vyahrities, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. The fourth Vyahruti introduced by the Upanishad also is taken. Therefore, there are four Vyahrutis. Mahaha, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha and Mahaha are four Vyahrutis. These four Vyahrutis are taken as Alambanani, symbols. Symbols to meditate upon Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the only Sagunam Brahma, Saguna Ishwaraha is meditated upon these four Vyahrutis. But here, the Hiranyagarbha, being all pervasive, all devatas are in and through pervaded by Hiranyagarbha. Samashtihi pervades the Vyashtihi. Every devata is a part of Hiranyagarbha, a fraction of Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha, being the whole, pervades all fractions, all devatas. Therefore, here, four meditations are prescribed. And in each of these four Vyahrutis, a set of four devatas are meditated upon. So there are four meditations. Vyahrutis, the Alambanani are the same, but the devatas invoked, meditated upon are different. But all those different devatas, different sets of devatas prescribed for each meditation constitute only Hiranyagarbha. Your Hiranyagarbha is said to be the Angi Devata, Angi, pervading all Angani. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, it is said to be the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, and the trunk part of Hiranyagarbha, which pervade the limbs, symbolized by the Vyahruti Mahaha. We saw all that in the previous class. The four meditations. So totally 16 devatas. All 16 devatas are meditated upon on these four Vyahrutis in four different meditations. All of them together constitute actually one Hiranyagarbha Upasanam only. Not only this, in this section, we are going to understand from the commentary that in the following section also, there is description of Hiranyagarbha only. In the following section also, another meditation is prescribed, which is known as Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbhopasanam. Even though Antarhridaya Hiranyagarbhopasanam is said to be a different meditation, in fact, the meditations discussed in the fourth section, the fourth Anuvakaha, and the meditation discussed in the fifth Anuvakaha must be practiced together to enjoy the benefit of all the meditations prescribed in the two sections. Because the object of meditation, the upasya vishayaha means the object of meditation, the one who is meditated upon is actually Ishwaraha, the whole Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma happens to be the only upasya vishayaha, upasya devata, the main devata. Both should be practiced together, practiced by the same meditator in order to enjoy the benefit of meditation prescribed in the fourth section as well as in the fifth section. All this we'll understand later on, nothing to worry. Let us read the, when I complete the fourth Anuvaka, again I'll explain to you, it will become much clearer. Let us first do the chanting. Here, as I said, next class onwards, we will come 10 minutes earlier to spend some time for the chanting. Om Bhur Bhuvasu Varitiva Etas Tisro Vyahritayaha Tasa Mohasmaitan Chaturthim Mahachamasya Pravedayate Maha Iti Tad Brahma Sa Atma Angaanyanya Devata Bhuritiva Ayallokaha Bhuvaityantariksham Suvarityasau Lokaha Mahaityadityaha Adityena Vava Sarve Loka Mahiyante Bhuritiva Agnih Bhuvayiti Vayuh Suvarityadityah Mahayiti Chandramah Chandramasavava Sarvani Jyotigam Shimahiyante Bhuritivarchah Bhuvayiti Samani Suvariti Yajugumshi Mahayiti Brahma Brahmanavava Sarve Veda Mahiyante Bhuriti Vai Pranaha Bhuvaitya Panaha Suvariti Vyanaha Mahayityannam Annena vava sarve prana mahiyante Tava yetas chatasras chaturdha Tava yetas chatasras chaturdha Tava yetas chatasras Chaturdha Chatasras Chatasro Vyahritayah Tayo Veda Saveda Brahma Sarve Esmai Deva Balima Vahanti. Okay. So all these mantras form this Panchamaha Anuvakaha, Panchamonuvaka, Fifth Anuvaka. We have seen the four meditations, Adhiloka ವ್ಯಾಹೃತ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪಾಸನಂ ಅಧಿ ದೈವ ವ್ಯಾಹೃ ಅಥವಾ ಅಧಿ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪಾಸನಂ ಅಧಿ ವೇದ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪಾಸನಂ ಅಧಿಪ್ರಾಣ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪಾಸನಂ. ದೀಸ್ ಫೋರ್ ವೇರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ಡ್. ವಿ ಸಾ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ದಿ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ದೀಸ್. ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ದಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಲಾಬರೇಟ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ, ಬಟ್ ಸ್ಟಿಲ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಗಿವನ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ನೌ. ಪೂಜ್ಯ ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ ಯೂಸ್ ಟು ಸೇ ದಿಸ್, ಈವನ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ರೆಕಮೆಂಡೆಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಪ್ರಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಬಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್, ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಉಪಾಸನ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಅಸ್ ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟ್ ದಿ ಕಾನ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಈಶ್ವರ. ಭಗವಾನ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ದಿ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಟ್ರೆಡಿಷನ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್. ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ನೆಸ್. ಆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಈಶ್ವರ. ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಅದರ್ ದನ್ ಈಶ್ವರ. ದಿ ಸಂಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಈಶ್ವರ. ದಿಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಇಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟೆಡ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೆಡ್. ವಿ ಆರ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಜುವಲಿ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೇಶನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಯಂ ಲೋಕ ಅಗ್ನಿ ಋಗ್ವೇದ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್, ವಿಶ್ವಲೈಸ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್, ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ ಬಹು. ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲೋಕ ಉಪಾಸನಂ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಲೋಕ ದ ಲೋಕ ಈಸ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಅಯಂ ಲೋಕ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭೂಲೋಕ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಭೂಹು ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ. ಇನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ಲ್ಯುಮಿನರೀಸ್ ಅಗ್ನಿ ದಿ ಫೈರ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪ್ ದಿ ಫೈರ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಿಸೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಡೈಟಿ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆರ್ಗನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್. ಅಗ್ನಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಕಾಂಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಚುಯಲ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಅಗ್ನಿ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾ ಪ್ರಿಸೈಡಿಂಗ್ ಡೈಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನ ದೇವತಾ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ಗನ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ವಾಗ್ ಇಂದ್ರಿಯಂ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ ಭೂಹು. ದಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಅಧಿವೇದ ಉಪಾಸನಂ ಋಗ್ವೇದ. ಋಗ್ವೇದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ರುಚ. ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ದಿ ಋಗ್ವೇದ, ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ಋಗ್ವೇದ ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಋಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ ಭೂಹು ಇನ್ ದಿ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ದಿ ಫೋರ್ತ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ಭೂಹು ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಥಮ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ ಏವಂ ಉತ್ತರೋತ್ತರೈಕೈಕಾ ಚತುರ್ಧಾ ಭವತಿ. ಇನ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಅಪಾನ್ ಈಚ್ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಷನ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ಭುವ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಅಪಾನ್ ಸುವಹ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಫ್ ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಮಹಃ. ಮೀನ್ ಇನಿ ಅನೀಚ್ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟಿವ್ ದೇವತಾ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ವೋಕ್ಡ್ ಮೆಡಿಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್. ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಏವಂ ಉತ್ತರೋತ್ತರೈಕೈಕ ಚತುರ್ಧಾ ಭವತಿ. ನಥಿಂಗ್ ಮಚ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಓಕೆ, ದೆನ್ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಮೂವ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್. ಮಹಃ ಇತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಈ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕ್ಲಿ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ವ್ಯಾಹೃತಿ ಮಹಃ ಇಂಟ್ರೊಡ್ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಸ್ಪೆಸಿಫಿಕಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. And here, in this particular section, the word Brahma actually stands for Omkaraha. You know, Sagunam Brahma is in fact seen in the form of Omkara. Brahma iti Omkaraha Shabdadhikare Anyasya Asambhavat. Because in the context, if we see the context where this meditation is prescribed, Omkaraha, the word Brahma definitely should be taken as Omkaraha only. That Omkaraha, again, which is another than Hiranyagarbha. Uktartham Anyat. Anyat Uktartha means what? Nothing much to say here. Everything else has been already said. All this said means what? Which are all the devatas which should be invoked upon Bhuhu? Which are all the devatas which should be invoked upon Bhuvaha? Which are all the devatas which should be invoked upon Suvaha? And also Mahaha. Like this, all this has been very clearly said already. In each meditation, there are four specific factors, devatas, invoked upon the same four Vyakritis. Okay. Now, the following the text. Tava etas chatasraschaturdha chatasraschatasro Vyakritayah tayo veda saveda brahma Sarve esmai deva balima vahanti. This part also we have seen, I think. Okay, but still let me remind you. Taha va etaha. Taha va actually, because the vai, that I being followed by ekara gets dropped. That's why va, it becomes va. When you're chanting, Tava Yetas Chatasras Chaturdha, actually there is Vai. Taha Vai Etaha, because of Sandhi rule, becomes what? Tava Etaha. Clear? Okay. So, Taha Vai Etaha. Taha Etaha, you know very well. Taha, third person, plural, feminine pronoun. Taha, those. So, ye taha, these. Anyway, those and these. Both here, pronouns indicate only the Vyakhrutayah. Because we know very well the word Vyakhritihi is Strilinga Shabda. So, Vyakhrutayah, Strilinga Shabda. Strilinga Shabda, plural form. Therefore, taha, ye taha. Chatasraha Vyakhritayah. Taha Yetaha Vyakhritayah means Taha Yetaha Chatasraha Vyakhritayah. Means those four Vyakhritis. Which four Vyakhritis? Taha means those four Vyakhritis. The three which are already known, Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha, and the Mahaha which was late introduced by Upanishad, the fourth, all those are now taken here as for meditation. Therefore, these. Those Vyakritis taken as for meditation now. For Yetaha. And Kati Vyakritya Chatastraha, four. And four of them. Chaturdha, Chatastraha, Chaturdha. When you, the Dha is added, it indicates, anyways, Chaturdha. Chatasraha Chaturdha Bhavanti. It means the four Vyakritis are meditated upon. I mean, four Vyakritis are taken as Alambanam upon which four respective objects are meditated upon. Chaturdha, Chatasraha Chaturdha, Chaturdha means what? So the four Vyakritis are taken as Alambanani to meditate upon four different sets of devatas. So in fourfold ways, Chaturdha in fourfold ways. Chatasraha, Chatasras Chatar, Chatasras Chatasro Vyahrutayaha, Chatasras Chatasro Vyahrutayaha. So, Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha, Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha. So, in each of the four meditations, all these four Vyahrutis are there as the same Alambanani. Chatasraha, Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha means what? Chatasraha Vyahrutayaha, the four Vyahrutis are there in each of the four meditations as same Alambanani, though devatas are different. Different devatas, all of them constitute Hiranyagarbheshwara. Okay. So, Taha Yaha Veda. Yaha Veda Taha. The person who knows, literally it means knows, Yaha, the person who understands the Vyahrutis and meditates upon them, Saha, Brahma Veda. Means he understands Hiranyagarbha. He understands Sagunam Brahma Ishraha as Hiranyagarbha in the form of Omkaraha. So the person who understands and meditates upon these Vyahrutis really understands Sagunam Brahma Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha in the form of Omkara. And such a person, Sarve Devaha Asmai Balim Avahanti. Sarve Devaha Asmai Balim Avahanti means what? The person himself becomes one with Hiranyagarbha, thereby he will become the enjoyer of the oblations offered by, brought by other devatas. Asmai to him, Sarve Devaha Balim Avahanti. They bring offerings, they bring oblations to him. Means the devatas carry always oblations to Ishvara. So oblations are offered unto devatas. Devatas bring oblations to Ishvara. So he, as a meditator, becoming one with Ishvara, will become the enjoyer of oblations carried by these other devatas. That which is said here, literally we understand this much as the meaning of the mantra. Yaha Taha Veda Saha Brahma Veda. Asmai, to this person, to this meditator, Sarve Devaha Balim Avahanti. So he'll attain the Hiranyagarbha status. He'll become one with Hiranyagarbha. Thereby he'll become the enjoyer of the oblations carried by all other devatas. That is the meaning of this mantra. Literal meaning of this verse. The Bhashyam part we just started, we have to see. Correct? After completing the whole Bhashyam, I will brief it again. It will become much clearer for you. When we complete fourth Anuvaka, along with the fifth Anuvaka, then you will have better understanding of the whole teaching of Hiranyagarbha and the meditation also. So, Taha Va Etaha Chatasraha Chaturdha Chaturdheti. I'm reading now Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary. Taha Va Etaha Chatasraha Chaturdha Iti. Etas Chatasras Chaturdheti. The same thing what has been already explained. Of course, these are the four Vyakritis. four Vyakritis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha and Mahaha. So, they meditated upon in fourfold ways. Taha vai yetaha, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha iti Chatasraha. Chatasraha. ஏகைகஷா சதுர்தா சதுஷ்பிரகாராஹ. சோ ஏகைகஷா ஏகஏகஷா ஏகைகஷா சதுர்தா சதஸ்ரஹ ஏகைகஷா சதுர்தா. சதுர்தா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு சதுஷ்பிரகாராஹ. சங்கர பகவத்பாதா மேக்ஸ் இட் வெரி கிளியர். சதுர்தா மீன் சதுர் ஃபோர் சதுஷ் Prakarah, the Dha stands for Prakara. Therefore, he says, Chaturdha is equal to Chatush Prakarah. Chatush Prakarah means what? Four ways. Four ways, four methods, four ways. So, he himself says, Shankar Bhagavatpada says here, Dha Shabdaha. That word chaturdha, that the dha added to chatur, that the dha shabdaha, prakara vachanaha means it indicates the method, the mode, or it indicates the way, how meditation should be done. So dha, chaturdha means what? Four different, four ways. So, dha shabdha prakara vachanaha. Prakaraha means what? The mode, the way is prakara, the method. So, ekaikashaha chatur chatasraha. Chatasraha ekaikashaha chaturdha. Means, these ekaikashaha. Each and every one of these four Vyakritis. In fact, is meditated upon in four meditations. In four different methods, four different ways. What does it mean? In the first, in Loka Upasana, only lokas are meditated upon. The next upasana, lokas are not repeated. So different, that's what different. The next upasana, vyahrutis are the same, but in each upon each vyahruti, the devata invoked is different. The second upasana, meditation upon luminaries, all luminaries are meditated upon. The third, completely different factors. All Vedas are meditated upon. In the fourth meditation, pranas are meditated upon. Therefore, the Vyakritis are the same. On each and every one of these four Vyakritis, different, the Devatas are meditated upon in four different ways. Therefore, he says, Chaturdha means Chatush Prakaraha. And dha shabdha prakara vachanaha. Chatasras chatasraha. Sati. Chatasras chatasraha satyaha. Chaturdha bhavanti. Chatasras chatasraha sati. Satyaha. Sati singular. Satyaha plural. Chatasraha, chatasraha, satyaha. The four Vyakritis and four being the alambanani for four different devatas in four meditations. Chatyaha. Chaturdha bhavanti. Chaturdha bhavanti. Vyakritis are four. And in each, upon each of the Vyakriti, one given Devata is meditated upon in four different ways. Therefore, 16 Devatas are meditated upon these four same Vyakritis in four meditations. That is what is explained here. Chatasraha, Chatasraha, Satyaha, Chaturdha Bhavanti, Ityarthaha. Nothing new here. Same thing is repeated. Just for you to remember. Now, once you hear here, this is enough. You don't need to again go and do any homework. You will not forget this Vyakhrutyapasanam. Vyakhrutyatma Saguna Brahmobhasanam. Okay. Tasam yatha kliptanam punarupadeshaha tathaiva upasana niyamarthaha. See, we all may ask why there is repetition. What, when we understood the meanings of, literal meanings of the mantras itself, it became clear. There are four Vyakritis, four Devatas, 16 Devatas, and each, the four meditations. A set of four Devatas of same class are meditated upon the four Vyakritis, four sets of Devatas, the four meditations. Already it is very clear why it is repeated, that the doubt may come. Why Shankara Bhagavatpada again, he says. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada himself gives an explanation why there is repetition. Tasam yatha kluptanam. See, in the commentary, why there is repetition. Whatever has been said in his commentary in the very beginning, why? Why should he repeat? So Shankaracharya explains himself. Tasam yatha kluptanam punarupadeshaha. Punaha upadeshaha. Important, that word is punaha upadeshaha is the important word here. Punaha upadeshaha. That instruction, re-instruction of those Vyakritis which have been prescribed. Yatha kliptanam. Klipta is a past passive participle which means prescribed, stipulated, prescribed. So punarupadeshaha, re-instruction or repeated instruction, repetition of the instruction of those Vyakritis prescribed by the Upanishad is specifically, re-instruction is meant for pointing out the rule pertaining to meditation. Tatha eva upasana niyamartha. Upasana niyamaha. Upasana niyamaha or upasana niyamaha. Niyamaha means rule. Upasana niyamaha means the rule niyamaha pertaining to upasanam. Upasanasya niyamaha, the rule of meditation. Rule pertaining to meditation. What is the rule? That is what? The rule pertaining to the meditation has to be reminded, has to be, in fact, instructed. Therefore, punarupadeshaha, the repetition of the instruction of the prescribed Vyakritis prescribed by the Upanishad, is meant for showing the rule pertaining to meditation, that तथैव उपासना नियमार्थः. तथैव उपासना नियमार्थः मीन्स् मेंट फॉर शोइंग द रूल असोसिएटेड विद द मेडिटेशन दैट द ऑर्डर शुड नॉट बी चेंज्ड. Okay, you can meditate upon, you can practice this Vyakhrutyupasana, Vyakhrutyatma Brahmopasana, one can practice. We cannot change the order. Let me practice Veda Upasana first. Let me practice Loka Upasana later. Or let me change the Devatas, Veda Upasana Devatas and the Loka Upasana. No. No interchanging of any devatas or the sequence also. First Loka Upasanam, then Adhijyotisha Upasanam. The thirdly one must practice Adhiveda Upasanam. Fourth one must practice Adhiprana Upasanam. We cannot change the order. Tathayeva Upasana Niyamaha Niyamartaha. So just for showing, just to bring to our notice the rule pertaining to the meditation, the order in which one should practice meditation must be in exactly the way it has been prescribed in the Upanishad, by the Upanishad. We should not change. That is the reason Shankara Bhagavatpada, again in his commentary also, he repeated those Vyakritis. Got it? I think I made it clear. Okay, you all may think, last class you talked about four Vyakritis. Why do you again talk about four Vyakritis? Again, why are you saying the four types of meditations? Why are you talking about four Devatas? No, 16 Devatas in four meditations. Why repeat? So Shankaracharya says that he repeated this repeated instruction is just to show the rule pertaining to meditation. That the order should not be changed. Nothing should be changed. Meditation must be practiced as prescribed by the Upanishad. The order given by the, mentioned by the Upanishad. Okay. Tasam yatha kluptanam पुनरुपदेशः तथैव उपासननियमार्थः तथैव उपासननियमार्थः. पुनः उपदेशः पुनरुपदेशः विसर्गसन्धि यू आर् आल् वेरी फेमिलियर् वित् ऐ एम् श्योर् यु नो दट् ओके अगैन् instruction of this Vyakriti is prescribed by the Upanishad is for showing the rule pertaining to the meditation that the order should not be changed. Okay. Taha yathokta vyakritihi yaha veda saha veda. Okay. Taha vyakritihi यथोक्त व्याहृति यथा उक्त व्याहृति ही यथोक्त व्याहृति ही यह वेद यह वेद द पर्सन हू नोज हियर मीन्स व्हाट हू अंडरस्टैंड्स एंड मेडिटेट्स अपॉन दोज व्याहृतीज विच हैव बीन प्रेस्क्राइब्ड विच हैज बीन मेंशन्ड विच हैव बीन इन द बाय द उपनिषद Yathoktavyahrutihi Yaha Veda. The person who understands and meditates upon those Vyahrutihi here given in the Upanishad, in this section, Saha Veda, he knows. The word of the Veda comes twice. First time it means meditates. Second time it means knows. He knows Brahma. That person knows Brahma. Kim vijananti Brahma. So here Brahma means what? Here Brahma, even though Brahma is an akaranta shabda, still here it only means Hiranyagarbheshwara sagunam Brahma. It does not mean nirgunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbheshwara. Okay. Now, so either, when he says, the person who understands and meditates upon those Vyahrutis prescribed by the Upanishad understands Brahma, Sagunam Brahmeshwara, means, here some small query comes, doubt comes. The doubt is presented. Nanu, tat Brahma. So now the teaching is not yet completed, not yet complete. But still in between, as soon as it's said, it is said, it explained. The person who understands, meditates upon the Vyahrutis, as a result of practice meditation upon these Vyahrutis, will understand Sagunam Brahma. When knowing Sagunam Brahma, understanding Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwara, so, then the doubt comes. Nanu. What is the doubt? Let us see here. Tad Brahma sa Atma iti jnate Brahmani na vaktavyam avijnatavat sa Veda Brahma iti. The person who meditates upon Sagunam Brahma using these Vyahrutis, understands Brahma, knows Brahma, iti. Why Upanishad repeats? Saha Brahma, Saha Veda Brahma, iti. Avijnatavat. Avijnatavat means what? The person who meditates upon Brahma definitely knows Brahma. Already understands Brahma. As what? Satat Brahma, sa Atma. Atma, that Brahman, Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha is all pervasive. So Atma, here please be careful. Though Atma does not mean the self. It means that, Tad Brahma, that Sagunam Brahma, one meditates upon these Vyahrutis, is actually all pervasive Ishwaraha. That Brahma is all pervasive. Iti, thus, jnate Brahmani, already Brahman has been known. When the Brahman is already known, sati saptami there, when Brahman is already, sagunam Brahma is already understood, already has been understood, sagunam Brahma has already been known or understood as the all pervasive Ishvara. By a meditator, saka Brahma Veda iti na vaktavyam. It need not be said that person no understands Brahma iti. It need not be said. Why should Upanishad say the person who meditates upon the Brahma, Sagunam Brahma, invokes Sagunam Brahma upon his Vyakritis, understands Brahma, knows Brahma. Why it is repeated? Why it is said? Saka Brahma Veda iti. The meditator upon this, meditator of Sagunam Brahma, already knows Sagunam Brahma as all pervasive Ishvara. When Brahman is, Sagunam Brahma, the object of meditation is already known as all pervasive, na vaktavyam, it should not be said again, avijnatavat, as if Brahman, avijnatavat is like something which has not been understood. Avijnatavat, like as though it is not understood, it is not been known. One cannot meditate upon something totally unknown. If you want, you have to meditate upon something, you must know what you're meditating on. Therefore, Sagunam Brahma is already known by Upasaka, known for an Upasaka. How is it known? When Brahman is jnatam, Brahmani jnate, when Brahman is already known as Atma, Tad Brahma Satma, that Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma is Ishvara iti, all pervasive Ishvara iti, known. Therefore, na vaktavyam avijnatavat, it should not be said again as something unknown. This is a small query. See, we would not have had this query, okay? Shankara Bhagavatpada in his commentary assumes all subtle things. You may think it's not at all necessary. Why is so much time he takes to explain this? That's what is Bhashya Patanam. Bhashya Patanam means you must have thorough understanding. Such a doubt you might not have had. But as a commentator, he assumes such a doubt on the part of his student. And he presents. Why he repeats? Sometimes, no? Even Pujya Swamiji's classes, we used to think, Swamiji, you have understood Karma Yoga. Why Swamiji is repeating? We understood very well. You had already taught us very clearly why you are repeating. You may feel that way. It's very natural for Vedanta students to sometimes to feel, to have such a thinking why things are repeated. And then we may find teaching sometimes insipid because of repetition. That should not be there. Pujya Swamiji used to say this. Vedantic teaching is the subtlest teaching. That is why the punarukti dosha, the entropy in terms of repetition, punarukti dosha is not there with reference to Vedanta Shastra. In other literature, if you repeat something which has been said once, if it is repeated, it is looked upon as an error on the part of the author. Why he repeats certain things? It's called punarukti dosha. In Vedanta Shastram, punarukti dosha is not there. Of course, here it's not actually, still it's a karmakanda portion discussed in the Upanishad portion. Still, why specifically it is repeated, it is said, Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to explain. What does he say? Nanu, tad brahma sa atma iti jnate brahmani, na vaktavyam avijnatavat, sa veda brahmeti. The meditator who understands the Vyakrutis and meditates upon them knows Brahma iti, thus it should not be said again when Brahman is already known by the meditator as Atma, as all-pervasive Ishvara, as though Brahman is not understood by him. What is there for him to know newly? He already knows Brahma as all-pervasive. Therefore, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains his answer. He himself presents a doubt and he himself presents, gives an answer also. Now, as a student, he presented the doubt. As a teacher, he clarifies the doubt. What is the answer he gives? What does he answer? What is the answer he gives? Na. Na means what? No. Saying thus, the meditator of Saguna Brahma upon these Vyakrutis knows Brahma, understands Brahma, that statement. Is not wrong. It is not an error. It is not it's not a mistake. Tad visesha vivakshutvat na doshaha. The dosha na doshaha. That is not wrong. That is not an error. That is not a mistake. Why? Tad visesha vivakshutvat. Okay. Tad visesha vivakshutvat. Whenever the reason is given, And the answer must be in the fifth case. Vivakshutvam is the reason. Vivakshutvam is the reason. Why, he says, why the Upanishad says the meditator knows Brahma? Again, because Vivakshutvat, because of the Vivakshutvam. Vivakshutvam means what? Desire to say. Vaktum Icha Vivaksha. Vaktum Icha Vivaksha. Desirative word. Vivakshutvam means what? As Upanishad enjoys the status of having the desire to say. Means what? Upanishad intends to say, wants to say something specific. Vishesha Vivakshutvat. Due to the intention Upanishad has, it wants to say something specific. It is not wrong. It is not wrong to say the meditator knows Brahma. Meditator comes to know Brahma. It is not wrong to say. Vishesha Vakshutvat. Upanishad intends to say something specific. Upanishad has Vivakshutvam. Upanishad has Vivakshutvam means Upanishad has an intention to say something specific about Brahma. What is it? What is that? Satyam Vijnatam Chaturtha Vyahrutyatmana Brahma Iti. He says, accept Satyam. Yes, it is true. What is true? Vijnatam. It is known. What is, it is true? It is known. What is known? Brahman is Agunam Brahma. Ishvara is known. How is it understood? How is it known for the meditator? Chaturtha Vyahrutyatmana Brahma Iti. Yes, Agunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha is known to the meditator as the one who is invoked upon the Vyahrutihi Mahaha. Chaturtha Vyahrutyatmana. Chaturtha Vyahrutyatma Brahma. Chaturtha Vyahrutyatma Brahma Iti Vijnatam. Yes. The meditator is not meditating upon something totally unknown. Of course, he is meditating upon Sagunam Brahma. Hiranyagarbheshwara. He knows this Ishvara. Hiranyagarbha is all-pervasive Ishvara. And he does know, being all-pervasive Ishvara, the Hiranyagarbha is meditated upon specifically the Chaturtha Vyaha, the fourth Vyahrutihi, as Angi Devata, fourth Vyahrutihi, Mahaha, Chaturtha Vyahrutyatma Brahma Iti. Vijnatam. Sagunam Brahma is known to the meditator as Ishvara, meditated upon the fourth Vyahrutihi Mahaha. Natu Tadvisheshaha Kridayantar Upalabhyatvam Manomayatvadihicha Shanti Samruddham Ittevamantaha Visheshna Visheshrupaha Dharma Pugaha Na Vijnayate Iti Tadvivakshu Hi Shastra Vijnatamiva Shastram Avijnatamiva Brahma Avijnatamiva Brahma Madhva Saveda Brahma Ityaha Ataha Na Doshaha. It's very beautiful. Let me explain every word here. Na doshaha, first he said, he concludes his commentary again saying, ataha na doshaha. Therefore, there is no error of stating that meditator understands Brahma, no, comes to know Brahma. Why? Because the meditator's knowledge of Sagunam Brahma is very limited. Even though the meditation has been introduced, meditation has been prescribed, the Alambanani have been prescribed, and different Devatas have been prescribed, symbolizing, representing Hiranyagarbheshwara as Hiranyagarbha's limbs, and specific Devatas have been prescribed as Hiranyagarbha's trunk, Angi Devata, Angi, Angani. All Devatas have been prescribed. But still, all virtues of Hiranyagarbha have not been discussed in this fourth section. Or Hiranyagarbheshwara has many other virtues, many other attributes. They have not discussed in this fourth anuvaka. So without knowing other virtues of Hiranyagarbha, other attributes of Hiranyagarbha, which have not yet been discussed in this fourth section, which are going to be discussed only in the later on, next section, fifth section. Without knowing them, the meditator's knowledge of Hiranyagarbha is limited. Meditator is not totally ignorant of Hiranyagarbha. He has some understanding of Hiranyagarbha as the one who has meditated upon the fourth Vyahruti Mahaha, and as the one having other Devata, other Vyahrutis as limbs, and as the one who is all pervasive. This much understanding the meditator has, no doubt about it. Satyam. Vijnatam. Yes, this much is known. But his knowledge is not complete. Knowledge of Hiranyagarbha is incomplete. As Upasya Devata. What are the other attributes, other virtues? They are discussed only in the following section. What are those other virtues of Hiranyagarbha? Of course, we are going to understand in the fifth section. But here Shankara Bhagavatpada already mentions in his commentary. Let me make it very clear. Natu tad viseshaha. Not the specific virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Even though Hiranyagarbha is already known for the meditator as the one who is meditated upon the fourth Vyahrutihi Mahaha, still, Tadviseshaha na vijnatam, the specific virtue is not known. What is that? Hridaya antar upalabhyatvam. See, Hiranyagarbha has Hridaya antaha upalabhyatvam. Hridayantar upalabhyatvam. Hiranyagarbha enjoys the status of being available for recognition in one's own mind. Hridayasya antaha Hiranyagarbha upalabhyate iti. Hridaya antarupalabhyatvam. Hridayantarupalabhyatvam. Hridayantarupalabhyatvam means what? The Hiranyagarbha, this is the special virtue of being available for recognition in one's own mind. Is all pervasive Hiranyagarbha, implied by the term Atma, because of his nature of all pervasiveness, is available for recognition on his own mind. This Hiranyagarbha, the virtue of being available in one's own mind, is not the specific virtue which is not known. This has yet to be known only in the next anuvaka. Only then his knowledge of Hiranyagarbha will be complete. Okay. What Upanishad says is, when a person understands his Vyahrutis, When a person meditates upon this Hiranyagarbha, he will have complete knowledge of Hiranyagarbha with all his virtues and all his attributes. That is what Upanishad means. Therefore, there is no error in saying the meditator has only very limited knowledge of Hiranyagarbheshwara. After the practice of meditation, after having done this discipline, following this discipline of meditation in due course of time, there will be a time this meditator will have the complete understanding of Hiranyagarbha with all his virtues. That is what is meant by the Upanishad. What he says, Natu, Tad Visheshaha Hridaya Antarupalabhyatvam Hridayantarupalabhyatvam. The meditator, the virtue of being available for recognition one's own mind is not known. Second thing, what second virtue? Manomayatvadihi. This Hiranyagarbha alone has the status of being the Samashti Manaha. The Manomayatvam. Manomayatvam is another virtue. Adi Sharpas have many other virtues such as. So, many other virtues of Hiranyagarbha are not known to the meditator. Many other virtues means such as having the status of being the Samashti Manaha. Hiranyagarbha alone is in the form of totality of the minds. Hiranyagarbha stands for Samashti Manaha. This is one of the virtues of Hiranyagarbha. Manomayatvam being the virtue of Hiranyagarbha is not known to the meditator. Because Hiranyagarbha has such a virtue. That virtue, what virtue this is? Hiranyagarbha alone has the status of being the Samashti Manaha, totality of all the minds. That virtue is going to be discussed in the next section. That's another virtue. Then, Shanti Samruddham. Shanti Samruddham. Samruddham means fortune, the riches. Here, Shanti Samruddham. The Hiranyagarbha is of the nature of peace. Shanti is the Samruddham. Shanti Samruddham means Hiranyagarbha is of the nature of peace. Hiranyagarbha is ever peaceful. Being ever peaceful is another virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Shanti Samruddham. This we are going to see in the next section. Like this, Hiranyagarbha is the one who is ever of the nature of peace. Shanti Samruddham. Is ever filled with peace. So being ever filled with peace is another virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Being the total mind is the virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Being available for recognition of one's own mind is another virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Like this, there are many other virtues of Hiranyagarbha, which are all not discussed in this chat section. Only one virtue is known. All pervasiveness is known. Therefore, when all virtues of Hiranyagarbha become known, then the person has complete knowledge of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, it is said, சத்யம் விஜ்ஞாதம் சதுர்த்த வியாகிருத்யாத்மா பிரம்ம இதி சதுர்த்த வியாகிருத்யாத்மா பிரம்ம இதி நது தத் விசேஷ. Not that specific virtue of Hiranyagarbha known. What is that? Hridayantarupalabhyatvam. The virtue of being available for recognition within one's own mind is not known. Manomayatvadihi. Some other virtue such as Hiranyagarbha being the total mind is not known. Hiranyagarbha, another virtue of Hiranyagarbha being the total mind. Samashti Manaha is not known. Cha Shanti Samruddham, another virtue of Hiranyagarbha being filled with peace. Another virtue of being filled with peace is not known. Iti evam. Evam antaha. Iti evam antaha. Up to this. விசேஷண விசேஷ ரூபா தர்ம போக ந விஜ்ஞாயதே ஏவமந்தஹ இத்யவமந்தஹ until this. விசேஷண விசேஷ ரூபா தர்ம போக. தர்ம போக மீன்ஸ் கலெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் வர்ச்சூஸ். The word poga has different meanings in different contexts. Pugaha means group, pugaha means multitude, pugaha means bunch, pugaha means mass, but here pugaha means collection. So dharma puga, collection of virtues. Form viseshna visesharupaha hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha, who has his specific collection of specific virtues, who is is not known. Hiranyagarbha, as the one having this collection of specific virtues, is not known. Viseshana. விசேஷ ரூபா தர்ம போக ந விஜ்ஞாயதே. As said now, until this point, Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwara, Sagunam Brahma is not known as the one having the collection of the specific virtues. So the Upasaka has not totally ignorant of Hiranyagarbha. At the same time, his knowledge of Hiranyagarbha is not complete also. He has some knowledge based on which meditation has been prescribed. But he'll have complete knowledge of Hiranyagarbha with all his virtues when he completes his Upasana. Iti tadvivakshuhi. Tadvivakshuhi. Shastram. So, Shastram, indeed, having a desire to convey this. Shastram having the desire to convey this. Or Shastram having this intention. Avijnatam iva Brahma matva. Thinking that Brahman has not been understood. Thinking as though Brahman is unknown. Avijnatam Brahma iva matva. Considering that Brahman has not been understood. Upanishad says what? Shastra means Upanishad. Says, Saveda Brahma Ityaha. Therefore Upanishad says what? The person who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, meditates invokes Hiranyagarbha on these Vyakrutis. He understands Brahma. He will know Brahma. Iti Upanishad says. Therefore, ataha na doshaha. Therefore, there is no error. Is it clear? Amrish must be clear. See, whenever any meditation is prescribed upon any devata, the style of the shastram is such, always the devata who is to be meditated upon will be glorified. And the statements which present the glorification of these devatas are very important, because only when the devatas are glorified and praised, they revered, and the person has shraddha imitating upon those devatas. Oh, this devata has these virtues. This devata has these qualities. This devata has these attributes. So knowing the attributes and specific virtues and the greatness and glory of the devatas, the meditator will feel enthused to meditate upon those devatas. That is style of the shastram also. And here, of course, Hiranyagarbha is Ishvara Samashtihi. The Vyashti mind, being very tiny, can never understand the Samashti totally. Got it? In fact, the very idea of having symbols itself, it is impossible for the tiny mind, which is part of the whole, to comprehend the whole. How can you understand the whole and meditate upon the whole? Here you have a symbol, which symbol stands for the whole. So that you try to prepare the mind, steady the mind. Gradually, you must have the vision of the whole. Use this tiny mind as part of the whole to discover the whole. That is why we have so many murtis, so many symbols. Every pujaram is filled with the murtis. We can have as many murtis as possible, as many pictures as possible, because anything can become a symbol for Bhagavan. We can become an altar for Bhagavan the whole. Bhagavan the whole is not any part, but every part is Bhagavan. We have no hesitation saying, yes, this murti, this particular murti in a temple, it is stone. Yes, a stone is Ishvara for us. A wood is Ishvara for us. No problem. Because everything is Ishvara for us. Anything which forms part of Ishvara can become a symbol for Ishvara. But Ishvara is not this. If a complete understanding of Ishvara is not possible for meditator to have. So, the very doubt on the part of the student is clarified here. What is the doubt? Already we know very well. The meditator knows Hiranyagarbha as all-pervasive. Atma iti sabtat brahma saha atma iti jnate brahmani. And Brahman is known already as the all-pervasive Ishvara. Why should it be said again as though Brahman is unknown? Sa Brahma Vedaiti. Only after practicing meditation upon the Vyakrutis, he will come to know Brahma or what? That is the question, doubt comes. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, no, it is not wrong. It is not a mistake. We cannot find fault with Upanishad. That's why it's not finding fault, only doubt. Acha doubt need not be there. Because Sagunam Brahma as Ishvara has Kalyana Guna Sampannaha Ishvara. Bhagavan is the one who is endowed with many, many auspicious virtues. Kalyana, Sakala Kalyana Guna Sampannaha, Ananta Kalyana Guna Sampannaha Bhagavan, Ishvara. See, absolute reality is attributeless reality, Nirgunam Brahma. But Ishvara, he is the one who is endowed with Ananta Kalyana Guna Sampannaha, countless number of virtues. So here Upanishad mentions what now? Few virtues Upanishad is going to discuss in the following section. All those are not mentioned here already. So what Upanishad means is, this person who has some knowledge of Hiranyagarbha will have complete knowledge of Hiranyagarbha. By the time he completes practicing this discipline of meditation upon Vyakritis as Hiranyagarbha. So he says, na tad visesha vivakshutvant adoshah vivakshut. Tad visesha vivakshutvant adoshah non mistake, not error, satyam vijnatam chaturthavyahrutyatma brahma iti. Yes, it has, Brahman has been understood as chaturthavyahrutyatma. Natu tadviseshaha, not the specific virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Hridayantarupalabhyatvam na vise na vijnatam. Brahman being available for recognition in one's own mind, that's a virtue. It's not known. Manomayatvadicha. And also other virtues such as being the total mind. The virtue of being the total mind is not known. Shanti samruddham. The unique virtue of being ever filled with the peace is not known. Ittevamantaha. Up to this. This is going to be discussed in the next section. Visheshana visheshropaha dharma pugaha na vijnayate iti. Hiranyagarbha, having this collection of virtues as is not known. Hiranyagarbha, as the one having this collection of virtues, is not known. Iti tadvivakshuhi shastram. The Upanishad shastram, which has intention of conveying this fact that many other virtues of Hiranyagarbha are not known to the meditator. Avijnatam Brahma avijnatam iva matva. Considering that as though Brahman is not known, saha veda Brahma ityaha. The meditator understands Brahma, sagunam Brahma, saguna Ishvaraha, totally. Iti thus Upanishad said. Ataha na doshaha. Therefore, there is no mistake in stating. Have you all understood the doubt and the clarification of the doubt? Okay. So now we have to understand another lesson, which means Hiranyagarbha Upasam is going to be presented in the following section also, which is going to be completely different meditation. That is Antarhridaya Upasanam. Now we have Vyahrutyatma Saguna Brahma Upasanam. There Antarhridaya Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And both meditations, the meditations are different. The object of meditation is the same. Hiranyagarbheshwara. Ever Shankaracharya is going to say later on, both meditations must be understood and practiced for any meditator to enjoy the benefit of this meditation. One practiced without the other will not be effective. Thank God, we don't need to practice meditation. So we don't need to worry about it. But still we need to understand the teaching correctly here. Yohi vakshyamanena dharma pugena visishtam brahma veda saveda brahma iti abhiprayaha. Thank God. This following sentence makes it very clear. Yaha hi. Yohi yaha hi vakshyamanena dharma pugena visishtam brahma veda. Yaha veda, the person who really understands, knows whom, knows what, பிரம்மா, ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பா. நோ சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பேஸ்வரா. ஹவு ஷுட் ஒன் நோ சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பேஸ்வரா? விசிஷ்டம், த பர்சன் ஹூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்ஸ் நோ சகுணம் பிரம்ம ஹிரண்யகர்ப்பேஸ்வரா ஆஸ் த ஒன் குவாலிஃபைடு வித் கலெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் virtues, one who understands Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma as the one qualified with, as the one endowed with, as the one having this collection of virtues, which are going to be discussed in the following section. That person alone really understands Hiranyagarbha completely. This is the Abhiprayaha. This is what is actually conveyed by the Upanishad. This is the teaching conveyed. This is what is actually, this is the Abhiprayaha. This is the intention. This is the idea. Understand? When the Upanishad says, the person who meditates upon Hiranyagarbha, meditates upon these four Vyakrutis, the Hiranyagarbha, he knows Hiranyagarbha means, this is the teaching. This is what is the intention of the Upanishad. This is what is the idea conveyed. What is that? The person who knows Hiranyagarbha as the one endowed with virtues, collection of virtues, which are going to be discussed in the following section. He alone knows Hiranyagarbha completely, totally. Got it? See, having a complete understanding of the concept of God, the complete understanding of Ishvara, understanding Ishvara as the one and on having all these virtues, வக்ஷ்யமானேன தர்மபூகேன விசிஷ்டம் பிரம்ம. வக்ஷ்யமானேன தர்மபூகேன மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வித் கலெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் வர்ச்சூஸ் விச் ஆர் கோயிங் டு பி டிஸ்கஸ்ட் இன் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் செக்ஷன். வக்ஷ்யமானம் வில் பி கோயிங் டிஸ்கஸ்ட். ஓகே, வக்ஷ்யமானேன தர்மபூகேன விசிஷ்டம் பிரம்ம யஹ வேத. Not the one who knows, oh Brahma, Sagunam Brahma is Atma, all pervasive. That is not enough. A person simply knows, even all pervasive, simply you can say all pervasive. Do you really understand it? Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbha is all pervasive. One virtue you understand. You know a little bit of all that virtue. That is not enough. That does not make you a person who knows Hiranyagarbha. Who is the one who knows Hiranyagarbha very well? The person who knows Hiranyagarbha very well is the one who understands, who knows Hiranyagarbha as the one endowed with the collection of virtues which are going to be discussed in the next section. Yahahi vakshamanena dharmapogena visishtam brahma veda saha veda brahma. He alone understands Brahma. Iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the intention. This is what is the idea conveyed here. Ataha, therefore, vakshyamana anuvakena ekavakyatasyaha. Ekavakyatasya. That's a small spelling mistake. Ekavakyatasya. There's no visarga there. If you are following any other book, please remove the visarga. Ataha vakshyamana anuvakena ekavakyata asya ubhayoho hi anuvakayoho ekam upasanam. Shankar Bhagavatpada reveals the secret here. What is the secret here? Ubhayoho hi anuvakayoho உபாசனம் ஏகம். உபயோகோ ஹி அனுவாக்கயோகோ உபாசனம் ஹி உபயோகோ ஹி அனுவாக்கயோகோ ஏகம் உபாசனம். There's only one meditation. Why one meditation? Object of meditation is one and the same. What object of meditation? Hiranyagarbha Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma Hiranyagarbha is the only object of meditation. Therefore, there's only one meditation here, which form the subject matter of both the sections. Ubhayoho hi anuvakayoho upasanam ekam. There's only one meditation prescribed, okay, one meditation which forms subject matter of both the sections, because the object of meditation, upasya devata, upasya vishya is only Hiranyagarbha. We don't have two different meditations. The fourfold meditation we had. We are going to have one more meditation in the fifth section. Meditations are many, but they all have taken as one meditation because the object of meditation is one. Who is Ishvara? Hiranyagarbha only. In Adiloka Upasanam, in Adiveda Upasanam, Adi Daiva Upasanam, Adi Prana Upasanam, in all the Upasanas, Hiranyagarbha is the only Deva, Upasya Devata. Now Antargati Upasanam also, who is meditated upon is Hiranyagarbha only. Therefore, Upasya Devata being Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma, meditation is only one meditation, which forms subject matter of both the sections, fourth and the fifth. You will have better understanding only when you come to the next anuvaka. Shankaracharya says, Vakshyamana anuvakena, Yeka vakyata asya. அஸ்ய அனுவாக்கஸ்ய பக்ஷ்யமான அனுவாக்கேன ஏக வாக்கியதா. ஏக வாக்கியதா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஏக வாக்கியதா மீன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் ஒன் சென்டென்ஸ். லிட்டில் மீனிங், லிட்ரல் மீனிங், இம்ப்ளிமெண்ட் மீனிங் இஸ் வாட்? ஹேவிங் தி சேம் கண்டென்ட். தி சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் in both the sections is what? Meditation. One subject matter, meditation. The topic is one. In the fourth section and in the fifth section, the topic of discussion, the topic discussed is what? Meditation, upasanam. And what is upasya devata? Main, the object of meditation is one, which is Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, this section, along with the section which is going to be taught later on, has only one subject matter of meditation upon Hiranyagarbha. Is it clear? Okay. Vakshyamana anuvakena, with the section which is going to be discussed late in the next one, the subject matter which is going to be discussed in the next section, and along with the one, okay, with the one, the present section has ekavakyata. Ekavakyata means what? It consists of the same subject matter of meditation upon the only upasya devata, Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, ubayoho hi anuvakayoho ekam upasanam. Therefore, we must understand the fact, when we combine all these upasanas together, they form only one meditation upon the only upasya devata, Hiranyagarbha. Well, what is the lesson? One must understand four vyakritis, understand devatas, Now, follow the same proper order, meditate upon these devatas. One must also practice other upasanam, antarhrade upasanam, which is going to be discussed in the next section. One must practice that also. Only then one can enjoy the benefit of practicing all these meditations. Understand? So, one without the other. Without practicing the antarhrade hiranyagarbha upasanam discussed in the next chapter, a person practices only vyahruti upasanam, he will not have any benefit. A person practices only antarhrade upasanam without the vyahruti upasanam, he will not have any benefit. One without the other, one cannot enjoy the benefit of practicing these meditations. Sections are two. Meditations are different. Upasana, upasya devata is one. Upasyaha vishyaha is one. Therefore, there's only one meditation discussed in both the sections. Both the sections have ekavakyata. Both the sections have ekavakyata, means they have the same content, same subject matter, same topic. A meditation upon Hiranyagarbha. Ataha bakshyamananu vakenai bakshyamananu vakena ekavakyata asya. Asya anuvakasya is the meaning. Ubhayoho hi anuvakayoho ekam upasanam. Bakshyamana anuvakena ekavakyata asya anuvakasya. There's one subject matter of this section along with this section is going to be discussed later. Of both sections, there is only one upasya vishyaha, object of meditation, that is Brahma, Sagunam Brahma. Okay, we'll stop now. Don't worry about anything. It will become 100% clearer tomorrow. Okay? When I complete a section, I'll move on to the next section.